You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
At the Pentagon's Warfighting Fund, Arizona Senator John McCain says the Democrats were making a mistake.
It is ill-founded, and it would do enormous damage to our ability to defend the nation.
But the Democrats claim the money isn't working, and they also want a boost in money for domestic programs. This is USA Headline News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here with a radio transmission. Are you listening to a news radio broadcast right now? Breaking news, folks. Stop listening to that news anchor's jibber-jabber and get the real scoop. My summer meals have 8 pieces of Kentucky Fried Chicken, new Kentucky Baked Beans, coleslaw, 4 flaky biscuits, and a half gallon of Dole Classic Lemonade, and it is available for purchase. Okay, then. That is the end of my radio communication. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Limited time offer. Pricing and participation may vary.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Authorities are resuming searches of northern New York homes located near the maximum security prison where two killers escaped using power tools. Troopers haven't found any new leads going house to house, but bounty hunter and bail bondsman Michael Roldan says even the smallest detail may help track down someone on the run.
If I know Joe Blow loves, you know, fried chicken, and he got out and he escaped, I'm going to start checking chicken places around, you know, he's going to go there and be like, I want some real food for once.
There is a reward out for the information leading to the capture of David Sweat and Richard Matt, who have been on the run for several days now. Stocks are rebounding today with the Dow up by more than 100 points in opening minutes. The index has declined for 4 days in a row, and it was in the negative territory for the year as the day began. European stock markets also clawed back some recent losses today as Greece tried again to break the deadlock with its international creditors. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
The latest report on the Eritrean government's oppression of its people includes a call for the international community to respond to the refugees seeking freedom. USA's John Clemens reports.
The widespread systematic violations against human rights has been said to be now a system of pervasive control. The authoritarian Northeast African country is one of the major origins of refugees who have been trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea to freedom. Asaf Weissen of the Hotline for Migrant Workers in Israel says Jerusalem is leading the international community in their help for the escaping Eritreans.
Israel acknowledged this fact, because even if someone is denied refugee rights, in the decision to reject his asylum request, Israeli authorities are specifically saying, because of the situation in Eritrea, we will not send you to Eritrea.
I'm John Clemens.
Investigators say the engineer driving an Amtrak train wasn't using his cell phone in the moments before the train derailed in Philadelphia last month, and that deepens the mystery of what caused the accident. 8 people were killed and about 200 were injured. The agency also says engineer Brandon Bastian didn't access the train's Wi-Fi system while he was operating the locomotive. A Danish architect has revealed the design for the fourth and final tower at the World Trade Center. He says two World Trade Center will be 80 stories and appear as 7 separate boxes stacked together. At 1,330 feet, it will be shorter than One World Trade Center. It is scheduled to open in 2020. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas. Our show is a little bit different than our morning show. Design Dilemmas is all about calling in and talking about your design dilemmas, the problems that you are having in your home and in your life, and see if I can solve them on the air. Our telephone number, lines are open. Is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. You can also reach me by text at 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770, or you can email me at cajunmaven@aol.com. That's C-A-J-U-N-M-A-V-I-N at AOL.com. Again, our phone number to call in live at Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas is 908-237-0410. Let's do some station business, and we'll be right back with Modern Design 2.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back to Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. Let's talk about the weather today. Taking a look at my screen, it's telling me that this afternoon, because I'm just in from the sunshine and the heat, it's saying that this afternoon will be sunny with a high of 83 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 63, which is still pretty warm. On Thursday, there's a chance of thunderstorms. There's a chance of thunderstorms with a high of 91 degrees. It's also going to be awfully hot on Thursday. On Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 67. That's a big change. On Friday, there's a slight chance of thunderstorms with a high of 90. And Friday night, chance of thunderstorms. And Saturday, chance of thunderstorms with 88 degrees. So it sounds like it's going to be some stormy weather with some all-time highs. So we'll see how that goes. Anyway, my name is Richard Scuderi. I've been a interior designer now for 17 years. Did the math the other day and realized it was not 16, it's now 17 years. Just had my anniversary. And I do all sorts of renovations of homes and commercial spaces. Everything from simple color consultations to help you pick out the colors that are best for your home. Placement, I can help you. I have a woman who's on staff for me that can help you organize your life and your shelves. We do all sorts of renovations, fireplace redos. We do lots of interior and exterior painting. We do furniture, accessories, and put on additions. We do a lot of kitchen and bathroom work and can help you with any of your residential or commercial needs. So again, to reiterate, if you'd like to come or call in and talk to us, the phone number here live at 210 Eastern Standard Time is 908-237-0410, or you can text me at 908-884-0770. I want to continue to thank you. The show is only a few weeks old, and I've been getting tons of emails and texts with your questions and pictures. We are going to be putting up down the road a YouTube channel, so you'll be able to view this and see some of the things, the pictures that I see that I can just express verbally now, but you'll see some of the pictures that people send me all week long. I get constantly looking at my phone, and there's pictures of people's rooms and their questions, and it's kind of neat. And for both them and me, and I save them and I read them on the air on Wednesday. So I'm going to go with our, unless we get a call, and I'm going to go with our first question, which came to me this week. And this was from Augusta J. from Livingston, New Jersey. And she writes, my house used to have awnings on it. It's a 1950s cape. I love this look, but I think it's a little dated. Should I do this or not? Well, Augusta, couple things. I grew up with a beautiful white Cape Cod house next door to the house that we grew up in. It was white and it had dark green awnings, and it really was charming. It was striking. It was beautiful. At some point, you know, the awnings had their day and they got a little ripped, and time went on. The couple got older, and the house was sold, and the awnings really had to go. And the new owner was a very young guy who wanted it to be more modern. So I wound up taking down the framing structure and the awnings. Instead of awnings, I put up shutters of a similar color on either side, which was also nice. Awnings are very charming. I love them on shore houses. And frankly, I'm sort of a purist. And if the house is of that time period and it works within the neighborhood, I'd probably go back and do awnings. Awnings keep, if you have a very sunny house, awnings keep a house cool. They keep light out. But that's just a double-edged sword. They do keep light out. In this particular house, those awnings can make a room very dark. So if you have a dark room, it's going to make it dark. So it all depends upon your exposure, what type of exposure you have where you live, and the light that you get in your space. Interior light is critical and very important. But I do like the look of awnings. I know there's an awning company right off of Route 31 in the Highbridge area that does awnings. I can send you some names of, if you want to email me, I can send you some names of companies that I've used in the past for doing awnings. I think it's a nice look. I saw it in a house in Spring Lake a couple weeks ago when I was down the shore. And, you know, everybody's house, we see a lot of shutters, we see a lot of stuff. You don't see awnings all the time. If it's done right and pristine, it could be quite beautiful. So, Augusta, I say if you have a sunny home, and it can justify the lack of light you'll get from awnings, it would balance it, then I'd say go ahead and do the awnings. I think it's a good thing. You can personalize them. You can use sunbrella fabric so they don't fade. You can do some nice things with awnings. My next question comes from Ida S., and she's from Avenel, New Jersey. And she says, my house has absolutely no curb appeal. I wonder why she bought it. It's a 1965 ranch home. What can I do to give it more curb appeal? And she did send me a picture of her home, which is, you know, quite nice, actually. It's just very flat looking. The house happens to be, it looks like some sort of a aluminum siding. And there are no shutters on the house. It kind of has a very simple front door. I wish you all could see this. It would probably make it a lot easier. But I'll give you some general rules of things that I like to try to make a house look its best. And then we can go from there. The first thing I like to do is that this is a one-story house, and it has, it looks like it has a relatively low roof line, but the roof looks new. When houses have roofs that have a lot of sediment on them and they look worn out, the first thing I like to do is replace the roof shingles, because that can really freshen up the look of a house. But in this case, the roof looks pretty clean. One of the first things that I would do is add shutters to your house, and color changes the look of a home. It looks like you have sort of a cream color aluminum siding. So if the aluminum siding is working for you, that's fine. There are a couple things that you can do. One is aluminum siding can be painted. It does require a little bit of maintenance, but if you're looking to make a big change and it's working for you, but you want to change the color, that's one of the things that you can do. It can be painted. We have special primers for products like that, and we can paint the siding and give it a new color. The second thing I would do is add shutters, and I'm a big fan of panel shutters. There's two different types of shutters out there. One is a shutter that's a sort of a solid shutter, and one has a louvered look. So when you have a siding which has those lines, those linear lines, I like the solid panel shutter. So in your case, if you would do maybe a dark navy blue or a black or a darker saturated color, even if you kept the body cover the same, that would give new life to the space. I also think maybe some window boxes might be nice in your house. It's kind of charming and has a cottage style look. Some window boxes could be nice with some plantings to give it character. The front door could be changed out, probably something that is a little bit more traditional with a great knocker and a kick plate. and maybe some pots on either side of the door to give the house a little bit of symmetry. The walkway also, the walkway could be cleared. The trees, it looks like you have a lot of very well-grown, modern, mature plantings, so they could be cut down a little bit, and some flowers in the beds. And if you do some of those basic things, I think you really could make a change in your house without spending a tremendous amount of money. Okay, it's about quarter after, and we're about to go to commercial, and we'll be back with more of Modern Design in just a moment.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disitel, ceremony officiant with celebrationofalifetime.com. I joined the chamber so I can get to know you and what you're all about, and I hope you want to get to know me and what I'm all about. Then we can celebrate what we can do to make Hunterdon County better.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to forwardnewjersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
And we are back with more of Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. My name is Rich Scuderi, if you're tuning in for the first time. And our show is a basically somewhat interactive show, which is sort of a challenge at times because we are a web-based radio station. We do have a live number from now until 2:58 Eastern Standard Time, where you can call in and ask me your design questions. And the phone number here is 908-237-0410. That's 908-237-0410. You can also, if you're shy, text me your questions, and that number is 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. In fact, I've gotten some texts as I've been on the air here. And if you'd like to email me, I do get emails throughout the week, and then I save them and read them on Wednesday on the air to the listeners who are looking for some advice, and maybe you'll come up with something that you know, someone else is going through the same thing. And the email is CajunMaven@AOL.com. That's C as in Charles, A as in Apple, J as in Jewelry, U as in Under, N as in Nickel, M as in Michael, A as in Apple, V as in Victor, I as in Ice Cream, N as in Nickel, CajunMaven@AOL.com. So while we were on break, I did get a call in, and I want to talk a little bit about that. And person is a caretaker of someone who has a handicapped. And I wanted to talk about that. It's a question that he was going to get to ask, and then he unfortunately wasn't able to stay on the line with me. But I recently worked with him to do a handicapped bathroom. And I got a lot of insight, actually, when I worked on a handicapped bathroom, because I thought a handicapped bathroom had to look institutionalized. And I wanted to pass a couple things on to you in case you're in a situation or you have a loved one in a situation that you have to alter their bath to accommodate their needs. One is it might be helpful to contact an architect that specializes in handicapped facilities so you get the right OSHA regulations, the things that are helpful. One of the things that you'd probably want to get is a comfort height commode, and that's certainly good if you have to have someone with a wheelchair and so on to make it accessible. The second thing that you'd want to do is, if you're going to do some sort of a vanity, is you want to make sure that the countertop is at a good height for someone in a wheelchair or someone who is somewhat handicapped, and the underneath part is open so that if that person, this person is not disabled in that way, but if that person is disabled or needs a wheelchair, that the wheelchair can slide under and their legs can slide under and get into the space. And one of the biggest things is grab bars. And I will say this, that in years past, grab bars were pretty institutionalized, but now you can get beautiful grab bars that look like towel racks, if you will. Don't get a towel rack, it won't be strong enough, but you can get beautiful finishes. You can get oil rub bronze. You can do a lot of things to make your bathroom work, as we did in this project that we recently completed. We did beautiful tile surfaces for easy maintenance, and we took that tile all the way up so there wasn't an issue. Things could be wiped down and cleaned relatively easily. And those are some of the suggestions that I have for a handicapped bathroom. I thank him for calling in, and I'm sure we'll get him on a future show to call and talk about his experience of renovating a master bath to make it functional for someone with mobility issues. Okay, my next question comes to me, sort of broad, from Marianne M. Doesn't say where she's from. I assume it's New Jersey. And it's very general. It says, how do you feel about wall-to-wall carpet? Well, and I have no picture with this. Well, I'll tell you the truth. The house that I live in now is the first house that has complete hardwood floors in every space in the house. And when I first moved in, it took me about maybe 3 or 4 months to get used to how much my feet hurt. I was used to houses that did have wall-to-wall carpeting in the past, and there's sort of a cushiness that goes along with the carpet and the padding underneath. So there was an adjustment, but 10 years into it, I'd have to say I'd never go back. I love hardwood floors. I love the cleanness of hardwood floors. I like to be able to go over them with a vacuum and get up all the dust and take care of it. I don't like the fact that carpet with allergies and dust that gets caught in it. And I'm sort of anti wall-to-wall carpet these days. A lot of my clients feel that the first floor they like to be hardwood floors, and then upstairs in the bedrooms they like wall-to-wall carpeting. And certainly that could work and is good for resale value. But the one issue that I have with wall-to-wall carpet is certainly, you know, it becomes often worn out very quickly. Whereas if you have hardwood floors and you have area rugs, you can clean them, you can take them out, you can shift them. In all my bedrooms in my homes, I have hardwood floors, but I have an area rug. So at least when you put your feet on the floor in the morning in the cold months, you're walking on a carpet. But I also can take that carpet out. I can move it. I can have it cleaned and so on. So in my estimation, in the best case scenario, and you can do what you like, I like hardwood floors in a space throughout and then just put area rugs where you need them to be. But that's not to be said that hardwood floors don't have, carpet doesn't have its advantage too as being comfortable. You just have to realize with carpet, you're always going to have issues if you have pets or children or sloppy adults like myself, that there are maintenance issues with wall-to-wall carpet. So I hope that was helpful to Mary in New Jersey. My next question was an email that I received during the week, and this is from Jeff F., and he's from Warren, New Jersey. I guess that's Somerset County, Warren, New Jersey. And he asked me, can you update a kitchen affordably without breaking the bank? Well, this is something that we talk about a lot on Modern Design and Modern Design 2, is that when you're renovating a kitchen, either for resale value or just for your own enjoyment, you don't necessarily have to change every surface in a home. One of the things that I tell people is, what about your kitchen? Before we do anything, and you're looking at magazine, what about a kitchen that's not working for you? A kitchen has to be functional first and then beautiful second. So if you have drawers that don't open, that don't, you know, that don't fit right, that fall off the tracks, if you have a faucet that leaks, if you have the refrigerator next to the oven and they get hot and there's problems, well, then we have problems and we have to deal with the functionality of the space. But one of the easiest ways to keep costs down is if your placement in a kitchen, if where the sink, the oven, and the dishwasher are, if that trifecta of appliances works for you, if your work center works for you, then and you don't have to relocate plumbing and electrical, well, then that's going to save you a lot of money. So that's one of the first things I tell people. If we can work within the existing footprint of your kitchen, that's going to save you a tremendous amount of money. The second thing is your cabinets. If you have builder's grade cabinets and they're lousy, then often it might be worth it to remove the cabinets and do something else. There's nothing that makes a house look better than brand new cabinets. But that being said, sometimes you inherit pretty good quality cabinets. You just want to change the finish. And if you go to a reputable painter, you could get a sprayed or beautiful factory-looking finish on cabinets, and maybe cabinets that were in 1991 that were pickled pink could be made white and have new hardware and come back to life. So repurposing cabinets is often a very inexpensive way of doing a kitchen. Also, door refacing. I'm working on a project right now in Martinsville, New Jersey, where the boxes were in very good shape, but they just wanted to change the look. So we're putting new doors on the cabinets, more of a shaker style, more updated. And that's also a fraction of what it would cost to replace the cabinets. Not a lot of mess, not a lot of downtime. Another thing you can do to make a kitchen look more updated is to add a backsplash. In years past, people had a 4-inch lip, if you will, and of their surface that went up the wall, and they had sort of sheetrock, which eventually gets stained and so on. So if you do a new backsplash, maybe something linear, something like a subway tile or something with a little bit of glass or something with tumbled stone, that can really make a kitchen look more up-to-date. So that's another a thing that you can do affordably to change a kitchen. Under-counter lighting. And years ago, there was an under-counter lighting. Now there's a lot of solutions for under-counter lighting, LEDs, all sorts of things that you can do to light up your kitchen and make it look more modern, up-to-date. Another thing I talk about is if you have a smaller kitchen, remnants are sometimes helpful in doing a kitchen. And that is when someone is doing a job, when someone is doing a kitchen job, they may have to purchase a number of slabs of granite. And let's say they need three, but they only use 2 1/4, and you have quite a bit of granite left over. Your kitchen may, they have that unused slab left. Go to your granite yards and say, what remnants do you have? So you could possibly upgrade your surfaces to granite or quartz with leftovers, with remnants. And that's another way that you can really make your kitchen more affordable. Okay, well, we are about to, it's 2:30, and we are about to go to news. And I will be back shortly with more of Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. President Obama has authorized sending 450 more troops to Iraq to train Iraqi forces. One of the goals is to get Sunnis more involved in the war against ISIS. Michael Eisenstadt from the Washington Institute for Near East Policy says the Shiite-dominated Iraqi government has been resisting getting the Sunni tribes more involved.
They fear that once they arm these people, they'll eventually potentially turn against the Iraqi government.
But he says training more Sunni tribesmen is vital for fighting the militants in the Sunni-dominated Anbar province. And the U.S. is helping Lebanon in its fight against ISIS. U.S. military equipment has just arrived there.
That's the arrival of over 200 TOW-2 missiles and dozens of launchers for the Lebanese army. This equipment has a value of over $10 million and is jointly financed by the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and by the government of the United States.
That was David Hale, U.S. ambassador to Lebanon. This is USA Headline News.
Is your hair thinning, breaking, and falling out? I have exciting news. Our scientists just developed 3 new breakthroughs for men and women. More Hair Naturally removes harmful toxins, debris, and DHT on the scalp, creating a healthy environment that allows your hair to grow more freely. More Hair Naturally can help you achieve what you really want: natural, healthy, organic hair growth. Check out the before and after pictures and endorsements on our website, morehairnaturally.com. They are simply amazing. More Hair Naturally is easy to apply, all natural, and best of all, drug-free. And for a limited time, we will help you get started. Call now and we will match your first order. Get 3 months, we'll give you 6 months. Or 6 months gets you 12 months, and so on. Call now, 800-245-HAIR. 800-245-HAIR. That's 800-245-HAIR.
And we are back with Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas. I did get a call in when we were doing the news, and this is Jeff Silver from Livingston, New Jersey, and he has a question for us. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yes, we recently had our kitchen redone, and we're looking to put a backsplash in. Okay. And I wanted to get your thought on, get a lot of those glass tiles used today, different colors and things like that. And I just wanted to get your opinion on how you felt about those new styles of backsplash and what would you recommend?
Okay, well, I guess I'd have to ask you a couple of questions. What style is the house itself? What is the architecture or the style of the house?
It's on the contemporary side.
Okay.
You know, we have the dark wood floors and we did the white cabinet, so pretty sleek.
So you could go with a little bit more modern style. Here's what I would suggest to you. In general, I always suggest that when you're doing your hard surfaces of your homes, specifically kitchens and bathrooms, to not to go too personalized with the hard surfaces, because often they become dated and then they're a big expense to replace. But in the case of when you're starting with a more contemporary design, you have a lot more leeway to do things that are a little bit more cutting edge. And so on. I do like glass tiles. I think they're attractive. They've been around for a long time. I do think that people are going a little bit more towards a linear or subway shape. They're going a little bit more towards natural surfaces. And there will be a time, like anything else, that they will become dated. But that being said, there's a lot of sheen and there's a lot of brightness that you get from glass. So in the case that yourself as a contemporary house, I would say you would be probably safe to do glass. I'd probably do something that was sort of a linear shape, but not too modern, not a lot of inlays, not a lot of metal, not a lot. Keep it relatively simple. Even if you did glass tiles, but you did a 3x6 subway shape in a contemporary design, then you can put cool modern platters up. You can put up, you know, different things against that and change it out, and it would make your, you know, your contemporary look work and keep the kitchen somewhat timeless. Was that helpful?
Yes. So what colors would you recommend?
Well, you know, it doesn't. What's around the house? What are the other colors? I like, to me, with glass, I like blues and greens. I like sort of the colors of glass because I think that's very nice and it has a naturalness to it. But I don't know what else is in your house. What are some of the other colors in your house?
We use a lot of earth tones, and you know, I do like the green color.
Yeah, blues and greens are really nice when you have white cabinets. They certainly go with everything, and they sort of offset. If you have a lot of neutrals in your house, bring in a little, some really nice greens, peridot greens, blue greens. They're really nice with white cabinets, and you can do a lot with it.
And what about the grout color?
I'm a big fan of grout matching the tiles. So if you pick a tile, make sure that whatever you do for the grout, it is the same, so that it looks like one united surface. When you start alternating grout colors, all you wind up seeing is the grout, not the expensive tile that you paid for.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
I wish you well. Thanks for calling Modern Design 2, and have a good day.
You too.
Okay, that's good. Very interesting. Yeah, the glass tile thing comes up a lot. They're pretty. They're shiny when you go into the showroom. It's kind of like jewelry, if you will. It kind of has a bling to it, and it's fun. But you always want to keep in mind when you're picking granite, when you're picking hardwood floors, when you're picking the expensive surfaces of your house, am I going to feel this way about it 5 years from now? Am I going to feel this way from it 10 years from now? Or are my children going to say, Mom, or Dad, what were you thinking? So always keep that in mind with hard surfaces. You can always paint a crazy paint color. You can always put interesting art on the wall and change those things out. Keep your hard surfaces nice but somewhat neutral. Okay, we're going to go back to, unless we get other questions. Again, the number here at 237 will be on to 258 Eastern Standard Time. The number here to call in at Design Dilemmas is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. And my next question comes to me from Vincent. And this says, I own a pizzeria in Hillsborough, New Jersey, and want a new look. What ideas do you have for a commercial pizza place? Well, that's a kind of a good question, if you will. I recently visited a small Italian restaurant in northern New Jersey, and was kind of struck by how beautiful this pizzeria was. This is not really a restaurant. This was sort of like a pizza place that had tables and so on. And instead of that sort of red and green kind of hokey pizzeria place, it was very sophisticated. It kind of had a wainscoting or a paneling that was like a dark gunmetal gray. And then it had a beautiful faux painting, a strie of like lighter gray that went up, and had some artwork on the walls that was really kind of sharp looking, had some nice colors to it, and it was it had very nice tiles. The tiles were in a brick or subway pattern, but they had texture to them, and they were a shade of gray as well. They used grays and reds, but some really nice artwork that had reds in it, and there was warmth to it, even though there was a lot of gray. They had banquettes that had the reds and the grays in them, sort of a tweedy fabric, and they were sophisticated. They had some pendant lights that had a great style to them. When you came in, there was an area rug that had a graphic pattern to it, but it really worked, and it really made that place stand out. So my suggestion to you is go a little bit sophisticated. I know your store and your product is very good. Go a little sophisticated. Instead of going with standard, what you would see, go with some gunmetal grays and some reds and some sophisticated colors. Maybe drop a drum fixture at the entrance. Do some linen, do some texture. And you could take a pizzeria and make it look like a destination, a place you'd want to go to on Friday night, bring your own bottle, and enjoy yourself. So, Vincent, I wish you well with that. My next question that I got during the week is an email came in from Mark M., and he's in Union, New Jersey. And he says, I just painted my house myself and I hate the colors. I guess that means inside. I hate the colors. What should I do without repainting every room? I hear this more than anything else in my career and have for 17 years. People go to the big box store, or they go to the Sherwin-Williams or Benjamin Moore stores, and they look at chips that are very tiny, and they put a chip on a wall that's white or off-white, and they say, okay, this will work, this will work, this will work. And they do two things. One is they don't take into consideration how the rooms flow into each other. So in fact, you come in and there's an entryway. You don't want to make an entryway dark and then a big room light. You want to think about proportions of rooms and how they're laid out. Typically, when you're when I'm doing a color consultation for somebody, I like to keep my corridors or hallways lighter and relatively neutral, and then take the enclosed spaces, your living room and your dining room, those spaces that have doors on them that are enclosed, to do darker colors, and then have the colors go in succession to the back of the house, which may be often the darkest color. So your eye carries and looks through the house, and it's pleasing to the eye. So one of the things, again, you have to keep in mind is how the colors relate to each other. So if you walk in and your entry is dark blue and your next room is purple, well, they're not going to look too good together. You want to keep in mind how the colors flow from room to room. And you want to make sure that your colors are all different, but that your trim matches and your ceilings often match. So there's continuity there from room to room. So those are some of the things to keep in mind. Another thing you have to keep in mind is color looks much different in the store than it's going to look in your house. If I say this once, I say it 1,000 times. Color is the absorption of light. That's why when you go online to pick a paint color, it never works, because it's going to look different on the computer screen than it looks in the store and than it looks in your house. When you take those color chips, make sure that you get the big chips. And I know in Benjamin Moore, they have very big chips that you can purchase now. Tape them to the wall. Leave them up there for a week. Look at them in sunlight. Look at them in the morning. Look at them at the nighttime. Look when it's raining. And you can get a better feel for the color. Color is a good way to balance the absorption of light. So if you have a room that's flooded with light, you might be able to do a darker or more saturated color. If you have a dark room, then you maybe want to compensate and do a brighter color. It's all about color. That being said, it says you've painted every room inside your house and you don't like the colors. Couple things you could do to change that. Number one is, I don't know what you did with your trim or ceilings, but I like white trim. I like white semi-gloss trim. And often if you change out the trim, even if you have off-white trim and you change it to white, or you have dark trim and you change it to white, it changes the way the base color looks. So I don't have a picture attached to this email, but that might be an option for you. If you did nice, bright, semi-gloss trim in all the rooms throughout, it may make the colors themselves look better and different, and you don't have to do anything else. Same thing with ceilings. You want to use a specially formulated ceiling paint that hides shadows and is consistent and crisp. That may make the base colors look a little bit better. Another thing that you can do to change the look of a room is maybe do an accent wall. Maybe you did a room in a color that you thought was maybe too much. You can take that same color, formulate it maybe 3 shades darker, add some black to the color, and then put that on one wall. That will give the eye a visual break. So let's say you did a blue and it came out too bright. You might want to take that blue back, have it darkened to more of like a dark blue-gray, and put that on maybe, say, a long wall or a fireplace wall. It might change the dynamic, so then you're only repainting one wall instead of painting all the walls. So those are some of the tips that I've learned, not that I make color mistakes, but that I've gone into color mistakes and have fixed without having to replace all the paint, because paint can be very expensive. So just a tip for you, Mark. My next question comes to me from Janet L. It doesn't say where Janet L. is from. And Janet says to me, I just bought a Shore home. It's vintage 1960. Looks like a fishing village. I think she's being a little facetious here. I don't know where to begin. Well, Janet, we're about to go to commercial. So when we get back, we'll talk about more what you can do to Shore house. I have a lot of great tips for you. We'll be back shortly with more about the Shore and what you can do to make your house look nice if you have a Shore house with modern design.
Jewish Family Service of Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren Counties is in need of car donations to help fund their programs and services. For over 30 years, JFS, a nonprofit, non-sectarian social service agency, has been providing counseling and other supports to those living and working in the Tri-County area. Skilled JFS staff and volunteers help families and individuals, young or old, rich or poor, meet the emotional and practical challenges faced by those struggling with life's difficulties. Whether coping with relationship issues, feelings of depression or anxiety, illness, loss, work-related problems, or other crises, JFS is here to help provide emotional support and counseling and other tangible assistance to those in need. Funds received from car donations go directly to cover the cost of providing counseling to children and families, social work home visits to isolated seniors, and career counseling to those recently unemployed. It's easy to donate. Just call 877-JFS-4CAR or 877-537-4227 and speak with a vehicle donation representative. For more information about JFS, please visit their website at www.jewishfamilysvc.org.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is offering chamber members ways to find new customers during this difficult economic environment with the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program. The Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program is a direct mail program which targets new homeowners and renters shortly after they move into the Hunterdon County area. The new resident program offers limited advertising space on a first-come, first-placed program and provides new residents with ongoing access to member ads and promotions through online web links. This ad program is only available to members of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, so act quickly to reserve your space today.
For more information on the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail program, visit www.hunterdon.chambermail.us or contact Hunterdon County Chamber Mail representative at 1-800-267-3139 or email at adinquiry@chambermail.us.
And we are back with Modern Design 2, Design Dilemmas. This is a more interactive show where viewers, or listeners, I should say, are able to call in with their questions on design and get some free help and advice. The phone number here live, it's now 2:50 Eastern Standard Time. We have about 8 more minutes left that you can call in. Lines are open. The number is 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. If you'd like to text me, the phone number for texting is 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Please, with your questions, send me pictures if you have them. They're very helpful when I'm looking at a project. If I can get a visual, that helps me help you. And then if you'd like to email me, it's CajunMaven@AOL.com, CajunMavin@AOL.com. I've been a designer for about 17 years now, and I'm located at 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey, within Rugs to Riches in the former Lennox store where California Grill was and the Kitchen Expo Plaza. My phone number is 908-884-0770. If you'd like to book an appointment, come see me. Love to talk to you. Before we went to our commercial break, we had gotten a question from Janet L. And I'm going to say L is for lucky because she just got a Shore House and it's summertime. And she wrote an email to me during the week saying, I just bought a Shore home in its finished vintage 1960s. Looks like a fishing village. Where do I start? Well, I think we remember if we look in our photo albums from the 1970s or 80s, the look of a Shore House that like everything was like wood paneling and had horrible surfaces, and it was a second house, so it had the nets up and like really unattractive. These days, Shore houses really are at a premium, and you pay a lot for a Shore house. And with that, you have an expectation of what the interior should look like. Again, I don't have a picture with this. You're saying that it looks like a fishing village. I'm just going to sort of take a stab in the dark here. It's probably wood paneled, sort of 70s wood paneling, and very dark. And I would say one of the first things that I would do is pull out any sort of dark wood and paneling and get to your sheetrock. And if your sheetrock is in good shape, we want to go ahead and really do a good paint job. We want to do a primer coat. If it's not in good shape, we might want to re-rock, put new sheetrock up, and get those walls nice and clean and perfect. With that being said, we want to add some crown molding throughout a space. That's a very good thing to do. And then, again, for flooring surfaces, I don't know what you have as a flooring surface, but I'm a big fan of tile in a Shore house. Having rented Shore house, not owning one for years, I know the sand that comes in and out of a Shore house. Tile is a very cost-effective solution for a Shore house. I would do large tiles in a sand color or a neutral color that has some texture to it that hides sand and so on, a very thin grout line, and carry the same floor throughout. Easy to mop, easy to mop up sand. Nice base moldings painted out white, nice ceilings painted out white, and then beautiful colors. Of course, you could do whatever color you like, but blues and browns are terrific in Shore houses, and then you can kind of build on that theme. I think brightening up a Shore house, getting rid of the dark wood, that makes a big difference. Lighting is also very critical. If you can add some cans or some recessed lights, that would be good. I'm a big fan of white cabinets. Bright white in a Shore house is nice, contrasted with some nice blues and tans, Shore colors. And very jealous. I wish I had a Shore house like that. Okay, my next question comes from Jim M. And this looks like it comes from Staten Island, New York. Looks like SI. So Staten Island, New York. And it says, I love flowers, but have a black thumb. I have a black thumb also. What can I do to have color outside? All right, couple things. One is in Hunterdon County, I live in a place where deer are just all over the place. So probably in Staten Island, I don't know if there's a deer problem out there or not, but maybe not to the degree there is in Hunterdon County. So you probably are, number one, better off from the that because you can probably plant things that have a lot less predators to do your house. I would go to your local garden center. I have a relationship with Rutgers Landscaping, and they are here on Route 202 in Ringo's, New Jersey. If you want to give them a call, I can get you their number. But contact a garden center. Say I have such and such a condition. I don't know whether you know what your soil looks like. Is it sandy soil because you're on the island, or what your soil condition is like. And I don't know if you have a sunny or a shady lot, so that you need to plant plants that are going to do well in the environment which you're in. You don't want to plant in patience where it's sunny, they'll melt. You don't want to plant roses where it's shady because they're not going to work. But I would start with some basics. Go to a good garden center, say this is what I have, take pictures of your space, and get some basic plantings to begin with, things that are low maintenance. And, it's educating yourself really makes a difference, and I wish you well with that. The next question I have comes from Jonah, and he's from Millburn, New Jersey. And it says, I have wood siding on the outside of my house, I guess clapboard, and I am sick of painting and the maintenance of it each season after the harsh winters. What are my best options? Well, this question comes up a lot. I do have a clapboard house myself, and even though I do a big paint job every 5 years, it seems to me that every year after these horrible winters, I have to do a lot of touch-up paint on the trim and touch-up paint in certain spots on the body of the house. It seems to become an annual ritual come spring, and it does get tiring and expensive. So there are options to size your home based upon your budget. I think the best looking option is the new composite fiberboard siding they have. James Hardie is one brand. There's several brands of composite siding that kind of look like clapboard siding. They have a factory finish on them, so they are guaranteed to last, and the color should last. They also can be painted if you wanted to paint them, but if you pick the right color and it's baked in at the factory, you shouldn't have any maintenance. So a cementitious board, a fiber board, like a James Hardie siding, is ideal for being maintenance free. You also still can do vinyl if that's a cost consideration. Vinyl is still around. If you do a nice neutral color of vinyl, and then you can do your shutters in vinyl, and you can pick some nice colors. And that's another affordable solution to get your home looking its best and making it be maintenance-free. All right, well, it looks like we're coming up to 2:58. Today's gone by awfully quickly. I do appreciate you supporting the show. I do want to make a comment that on Saturday I will be attending the Community Day at Ringo's at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds. I hope you join us for Community Day. It's going to be a terrific way to meet with your neighbors and other business partners. There's going to be food, games, prizes. I'll be buzzing around. You can meet me. I'd like to meet all of you. So I hope you join us on Saturday starting at 12:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds for Community Day. And I will be back next Wednesday doing modern design at 10 a.m. with some great guests and great tips for you. I thank you all and have a good week. Keep sending me your questions, your emails, and until I see you again, have a great week, and thanks for tuning in to Modern Design.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton, Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. President Obama has authorized sending 450 more troops to Iraq to train Iraqi forces. One of the goals is to get Sunnis more involved in the war against ISIS. Michael Eisenstadt from the Washington Institute for Near East Policy says the Shiite-dominated Iraqi government has been resisting getting the Sunni tribes more involved.
They fear that once they arm these people, they'll eventually potentially turn against the Iraqi government.
But he says training more Sunni tribesmen is vital for fighting the militants in the Sunni-dominated Anbar province. And the U.S. is helping Lebanon in its fight against ISIS. U.S. military equipment has just arrived there.
That's the arrival of over 200 TOW-2 missiles and dozens of launchers for the Lebanese army. This equipment has a value of over $10 million and is jointly financed by the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and by the government of the United States.
That was David Hale, U.S. ambassador to Lebanon. This is